Patient name, Betty Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. Date of birth, 2/14/68. Date of service, 1/6/23. This is a 54-year-old female patient here as follow-up from yesterday's visit. She was here yesterday. She told me she was short of breath. She had a raspiness in her chest. She was given a Rocephin injection, and I started her on Ceftonir 300 BID, Phenergan DM for cough, and a Ventolin inhaler. Since that time, patient has improved dramatically, she states. She is feeling much better. She did pick up all of those medications mentioned above. There is no new symptom that she verbalizes to me, but she does say, and most importantly, that she is feeling better. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure, 118/83. Pulse 65, respiration 16, temperature 97.9, oxygenation 98%. Period, new paragraph. Last office visit yesterday, I had given her a diagnosis of interstitial pneumonia, upper respiratory infection, and cough. Period, new paragraph. Allergies to codeine. Period, new paragraph. Medications, no changes. She remains on the medications I have given her yesterday in addition to her maintenance meds. A medical history, hypertension, diabetes, hypothyroid, hyperlipid, asthma, migraines, surgical history, hysterectomy, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, knee and bladder surgery, period, new paragraph. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, but most importantly, her color is better. She looks more vibrant than she did yesterday. Yesterday, she had a very sickly look to her, period, new paragraph. H-E-E-N-T today is very much unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegalino masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs, most importantly, are clear to auscultation. There is a slight wheeze on the left lower side. However, it is very minor, and she has drastically improved in the last 24 hours. Period, new paragraph, abdomen soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph, no other issues. Assessment and plan, pneumonia, upper respiratory infection, and cough. She will continue on the medications given yesterday as she is making very good progress. Period, new paragraph, I've told her that if she takes a downward turn, if she feels as though she's getting even the slightest bit worse, she will call or return to clinic immediately. So, therefore, she will stay on her Ceftonir 300 BID, her Phenergan DM, and the Ventolin inhaler, period, new paragraph. Steroid was not given yesterday because of her diabetes, and I believe she was on a steroid from a prior visit several days before that, period, new paragraph. No other issues verbalized. She'll continue to monitor her symptoms, get plenty of fluid, plenty of rest.